Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies, allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter from within your heart, moving in all directions throughout your chest, feeling your chest with healing energies, allowing this light to move into your lungs, removing any blockages, and allowing each and every breath to be revitalizing and rejuvenating. Continue to see this light as it moves into each and every red blood cell, passing through your heart and your lungs, carrying healing energies to every extremity of your body. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear download. And now see the light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continuing to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing through these organs of digestion, allowing for the assimilation of your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see this light as it now moves into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing, golden, white light. This energy is bringing you into perfect balance, aligning you with the universal forces of creation, allowing for healing physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, allowing for healing within these organs of release and regeneration, giving you the courage and the wisdom to release all energies physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see the light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You're now filled with golden white light. You are moving into a state of perfection, of oneness with Source. You are growing in awareness and consciousness. You are increased in love and peace. You are perfect in every way. And now see this light as it moves through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be released, to be recycled, allowing Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within your body, emanating from the heart and filling the body completely. And now this light grows in brilliance and power and strength and moves through the pores of your body, every opening, now to surround you in a healing bubble of golden white light. This energy will protect you. It will heal you. It will draw to you all that is good. Greater love, greater peace, greater oneness. And drawing to you in abundance all that is good. Continue to see this light, this beautiful healing bubble of golden white light that fills you and now surrounds you. As it expands throughout your room, the space that you are in, completely bringing everything into balance, every atom, every light particle that this light comes in contact with, brings it back into harmony with the universal forces of creation, aligning all beings, all life forms, with this higher vibration of healing, of love, of forgiveness and oneness. Continue to see your light now as it moves through the walls or any obstacles very easily, moving out into the atmosphere, your greater neighborhood, town, city, village, wherever you are. Now spreading, moving in all directions, sending healing, light, love, peace, joy to all beings, all life forms that this energy comes in contact with. And now see this light as it spreads throughout the world and all of our lights join together as one, reuniting us in our light, in our oneness, and our love, eliminating all illusions of separation, increasing each and every one of us in healing energies, in light, in consciousness, in peace, in healing. And now continue to see this light as it moves through the surface of the planet, moving deep into Mother Earth, reuniting us with our subterranean family, and allowing us to join in light and love, and illuminating this entire planet from within and from without, realigning Mother Earth with the highest and the best. Continue to see our light now as it is joined together with our family that lives below the surface, as it moves out into the atmosphere that surrounds our planet, completely dissolving, eliminating any energies that do not serve our highest good. Seeing this energy, this light, this love force, as it spreads in all directions, throughout our galaxy, our universe, and the multiverse, as we connect with our star family, the nations of light that live off planet. We are now all connected in our oneness and our hearts through Source, our light and our love. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, so much for sharing your light with me. That's beautiful. Wow, that was amazing. Okay, so let's come back to Earth here and let's get started with our lesson. Today we will begin with the Deuces, the number two cards in the Minor Arcanum. Now remember, these cards are divided into four kingdoms of Earth, Fire, Water, and Air, and are represented by the four seasons. In our previous episode, we discussed Arcanum number two, the Veiled Isis, and that is Virgo. And for those of you who have been following the show and you have been studying with me the Native Earth Astrology, that is the Brown Bear people. Now, the Deuces correspond numerically to Virgo. And this sign is the significator of science and labor. Their higher application is indicated by the suit that they appear in. So the Deuce of Scepters, which is also known as the Deuce of Wands, and the Suit of Clubs in our regular playing cards. This card represents the summer and fire energy, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. This refers to business depending on scientific methods. Its inner interpretation is about exaltation. The Deuce of Cups, which is also known as the Suit of Hearts, this card represents the autumn or the fall and is water energy. The divinatory significance of this card is a work of love, and its inner interpretation is revelation. The Deuce of Coins, which is also known as the Suit of Diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy, according to the sacred Egyptian tarot. The divinatory significance of this card is money acquired by hard labor. Its inner interpretation is independence. And now the Deuce of Swords is also the Suit of Spades. This card represents the winter and the earth element in the ancient tarot. The divinatory significance of this card is sickness through overwork. Its inner interpretation is martyrdom. So these are the meanings for the deuces, or the number two cards in the minor arcanum. And now we're going to move forward with a very deep discussion on the planet Pluto and the ancient beliefs around Pluto. Now, this is very significant information. For those of you who want to take notes, please gather your pen, paper, so that you are ready. Now, on November 19th of this year of 2024, Pluto moved into the sign of Aquarius. And this, my friends, is an amazing sign for us. This is huge. Now, as we know, we look outside of us to understand what is going on inside of us. Because as above, so below, as within, so without. This indicates epic times. And we are going to live through something very profound over the next 20 years. So when Pluto enters into a sign, there is a death and a rebirth taking place. Pluto has officially left Capricorn, where all the control systems were actively put in place. And we will begin to see those fall away over the next 20 years. It is the dawn of the age of freedom and light for all of humanity. But people must choose to awaken because everyone is given a choice. You have free will. Now, according to Hermetic science, there are 10 planets in the chain. But because it is a chain, the 10th planet, Pluto, not only closes the previous sphere of influence, but also commences a new sequence. Now, this is profound. Pluto is a repetition on a higher scale of existence of the same influence as is exerted by the moon. And remember that the moon is connected to the shadow energy. So that means that Pluto is even more powerfully connected to the shadow. And we'll connect these dots in a minute. In addition to being a higher expression of the influence of the moon, it also serves an additional function as an influence of transition to an entirely new phase of existence. So this should give you some idea of why this is so profound. Pluto moving into Aquarius. So you ask, what does this mean? Pluto has just moved into the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius represents humanity. It is about the collective and the power of the people. So Pluto moving into this sign is foretelling of a great shift on this planet. Humanity must now collectively face our shadow energy and cleanse it in order for us to transition to an entirely new phase of existence. And this is going to happen over the next 20 years, this shifting process, and it is going to be epic. Pluto is the place where your soul is divided into polar opposites in our downward descent into physical matter. And we're going to go deeper into this as we move on. We have much, much to discuss. But Hermetic science teaches us that Pluto is a very huge planet when it comes to transition. So whenever it moves signs, because it stays in one sign anywhere from 20 to 24 years. And it will be in Aquarius for 20 years. So this is a huge sign for us that humanity is ready to awaken and move forward in our process of ascension, our energy, our consciousness. Or again, because Pluto is about polarity, another group which is not to do that. But it is huge where we are right now. Now, I want to go into sound very quickly because this is all connected. And you will see that as we move through these arcanum, these major arcanum, we will connect more dots. You have to take notes because I'm going to be referring to many things and you may not understand how they connect at first, but you'll see the beautiful picture as we move forward. Hermetic science teaches us that all things which we are able to discern, which means that we can see, touch, hear, taste, smell, that sort of thing, can readily be correlated to one of the 22 distinctive keys or musical notes that are represented by the 22 major arcana. That is to say that everything we come in contact with corresponds to one of the 10 planets or 12 zodiacal signs. This can be proven by observing how a thing is influenced by astrological forces. The system of numbers that we use today are very ancient, and they are based upon 10 fundamental principles, which we call 0 through 9. Now remember, we call these numbers, but they represent energetic influences. So we are told through Hermetic science that they are 10 fundamental principles. And we represent them with the symbols 0 through 9. With the 10th influence closing the cycle and starting a new scale of existence. So moving through the growth process, we must grow. We must end one phase and then begin a new level of existence. So you can see by looking at the number 9 in counting, we begin again. And this number is simply a higher octave of the number 1. We call it the number 10, but it is a number 1 magnified by a 0. Then you have the number 11. Which really is the number 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. You have the number 12. That's 1 plus 2 is 3. And then 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. And so on. You get it. That's the way numerology works. So this is teaching you about octaves, different levels of these frequencies going to new octaves. And this simply shows the numbers that we know of 0 to 9 taking on higher octaves based on 10 fundamental principles of life, which you are going to learn. Not today, but over time, we're going over each one of these. Now, the 0 shows the completion of a cycle or the completion of a circle. Remember, everything is cyclical. It's the circle of life. It's the sacred hoop. And the 1 indicates that the first influence has been carried to a new plane or new phase of existence. Either with planetary influences or numbers, we work with 10 separate characters, 0 through 9, but there are only 9 root influences. The 10th represents the closing of the cycle. We are taught that the number 9 is the key to divine wisdom insofar as numbers and cycles are concerned. And we will definitely get into the power of 9, okay? But this is just beginning to introduce you to this. But remember that number 9 is the key to divine wisdom. insofar as numbers and cycles are concerned. Now, Hermetic science teaches us that when a person thinks of a number, a name, or anything else, their thought is not an abstraction, which means it doesn't just sit in the head. It's not just all, you know, moving around within you, but it creates a definite astral vibration radiating outward from you. Now listen, this is very important. The astral counterpart of whatever you're thinking about also begins to radiate with astral vibrations. So if you are someone who knows about Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks channels this collective that calls themselves Abraham Hicks. Abraham is always teaching about your thought and manifestation. And they're always talking about how whatever you think about, you then immediately manifest it on the astral plane. So this is what Hermetic science is teaching you, that the astral counterpart is very real to every thought that you have. Now, what makes it either manifest itself on the physical plane of reality or not is how much energy you give it. Because immediately when you have a thought of something, it manifests in the unseen world, which we call the astral plane. And the longer you think about that thing, the more you feed it, the more energy you give it to then manifest on the physical plane. So we're going to move through this by the way that is taught through Hermetic science. Now, these astral vibrations, which are your thoughts, begin to activate physical vibrations. And these all begin to then activate electromagnetic vibrations that we know as light and heat. So if you think of something immediately, the counterpart on the astral realm begins to vibrate. And then that vibration causes a physical vibration in our world. Okay? And then these become cyclical, moving from the physical to the astral, from the astral to the physical. And through this balancing of energies, which is a polarity beginning to be activated, they then activate electromagnetic energies that begin to give life to light and heat. It could be measured. That's why your thoughts can be measured. And these all have an influence upon the thing or the person that you are thinking about. So this is the power of your thoughts. They do not remain in your head. This is why you must learn how to think on purpose. This is the power of the magus, arcanum number one, the magician. You must think on purpose so that you do not sabotage your own life. Do not allow thoughts of worry or fear to take over your mind, because as you think of those things, you give them more power. So whenever you have a thought that is unwanted, your mind is like a vacuum. It will just pull something into it if you don't give it something to think about, focus on. When you think about something that you really don't want to be thinking about, then you have to then consciously give yourself something else to focus on. Focus on the sky. Focus on your shoes. Focus on the car that just went by. Anything to get your mind off of that, and then slowly begin to bring your mind back to thoughts that you want to create, that you want to manifest. You must learn how to harness your thought energy in order to manifest what you desire. This is the power of the magus that is within you. You truly are a magician because you manifest from the realm of the astral into the physical through the energy of thought. Now, a few last things on thought before we go to our break. The tones of musical instruments are physical vibrations that have many parallels to the astral vibrations of thought. Every train of thought that you have has a key, just like a musical composition. And your thoughts influence your surroundings according to the key that they are in, that they're radiating out. A thought has a vibratory quality similar to a tone that expresses a high velocity astral substance. And that thought can be sounded on different levels, just as a tone can. And this is how telepathy works. So when you hear tones in your ear, you may be picking up on thoughts that someone else is sending you. Because someone only needs to think of you, your phone number, your address, in order for that energy to travel directly to you. So pay attention when you hear tones in your ear. You're picking up on something. And this is part of the 360 senses we are still learning how to develop. And there's a lot more to this. And we'll connect more dots as we move along through these lessons. And we'll dive much deeper in these in our upcoming classes on each of these subjects that we go over. So keep your ears open for those. For now, I want you to just think about what you have learned already so you can start to realize just how powerful your thoughts really are. Now, after our station break, we'll begin our discussion on the Isis Unveiled, the third of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Isis Unveiled, also known as the Empress in the modern day tarot. This is the third card of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The Isis Unveiled, or the Empress, astrologically relates to the zodiacal sign of Libra, and this is also the Raven. In occult science, the meaning is spiritual alchemy. The human function is the sense of feeling, clairsentience. The mineral that is connected to is talismanic gem, diamond. And such stones as white quartz, white spar, and white marble. The letter is G, G as in girl. The number is 3. And remember, all of these are synonymous. The letter G, number 3, can be interchanged. G3 expresses in the spiritual world as supreme power, balanced by eternally active intelligence and absolute wisdom. So when you see these numbers or letters, they represent what I am telling you. It is far more than just a letter that you learn how to write a word with. They represent very deep meanings, and the numbers represent the vibrations of that which we call a letter, okay? And the deeper meanings are represented by these major arcana. So the number 3, whenever you see this energy anywhere, in your phone number, in your birth date, anywhere you see this number 3 or the letter G, it expresses an energy in the spiritual world, and that is supreme power. But this energy is balanced. That's the key for Libra, is balance. It's balanced by eternally active intelligence and absolute wisdom. So someone who has supreme power in the spirit world needs to have a very high level of intelligence and wisdom in order to balance that out. Now, in the intellectual world, it expresses as universal abundant fertility of being, which means that within the mind, the world of studying and learning, this G3, the energy of the Isis unveiled, manifests through this energy of abundance. It's about fertility, of just existence, everything coming into being. Now, in the physical world, it expresses as nature in labor, always giving birth to something new. It is germination and action that must come from the wheel. And you remember with the magus, we talked about the wheel and how important it is to develop your wheel. So now I want you to close your eyes in order to see the Isis unveiled within your mind, just as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 3 is figured as a woman seated in a radiant sun. She is surrounded by the sun. The rays from the sun, number 30, the number of degrees in one zodiacal sign. The woman is crowned with 12 stars to represent the 12 signs through which the sun passes each year. And the deeper meaning of this also represents the 12 dimensions, the 12th dimension where polarity is born. Her feet rest upon the moon, which is the symbol of feminine in nature. And the cube upon which she sits represents the cross of matter, where the rays of the sun and moon meet. And this signifies the union of male and female, the forces of those upon the physical plane. From her brow, the sacred serpent thrusts its head as a symbol of enlightenment. In her right hand, she carries a scepter upon which a globe sits. This represents the perpetual action of creative energy upon all things born or to be born. In her left hand, she carries an eagle, the symbol of fruitfulness, of the higher heights to which the soul and spirit can fly through the emotions engendered in union. The seat upon which she sits is covered with eyes, indicating that through union, the eyes of the soul have been opened to a knowledge of both good and evil within the physical realm. Now, in terms of universal symbolism, this picture symbolizes generation, gestation, and universal fertility. And you can see this in the card of the Empress. She's sitting on the throne and she's pregnant. So it represents these things. Now, numerically, the number 3 expresses the union of polar opposites, the relation between forces that cause vibration and change. You cannot have vibration without opposite energies rubbing up against each other. That's what causes that. So if you're playing the violin, you have a string, you have a bow, and this being rubbed on the string causes a vibration that we call tone, sounds, music. Same thing with our voice, our vocal cords, so on and so forth. You must have polar opposites. You must have the forces that rub up against each other in order to cause vibration and ultimately to create change. It represents the universal agent, action or word, that is typical in fertility, which means that, again, You cannot bring forth life of any kind through your thoughts, through your deeds, through physical connection, without this force being present that the unveiled Isis represents. It's an archetypal force. It is the union of forces of different polarity that is behind all action, all life, and all intelligence. As applied to human evolution, it represents the ego joined to the body by the soul. The soul develops and makes progress because the ego is polarized to the spirit and the body is polarized to matter. The interaction between these two generates the force that propels the soul forward in its journey. Now remember, we come into these physical forms and we forget that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. But this is exactly what Arcanum number 3 comes to remind us of, that we are on a soul journey and we incarnate, we take on these forms in order to learn more through polarity, through contrast, through an experience of being a spiritual being in a physical form. There's a lot of differences between the spirit world and the physical world. So we have to learn how to harmonize them, bring them together. This is where the power of the Isis Unveil comes in. Now, on the physical plane, number 3 represents a man and a woman in marriage. And you can see this because they both represent polarities. Remember that. Now, in science, it stands for the dynamic laws that govern the production and directing of energy. This is a governing force in our dynamic laws. And that's how it manifests, this energy that we're talking about. This Isis Unveiled, this G3, it is a governing force of the dynamic laws of production and energy. Now, it is because of the differences in polarity that nothing is free from change. All nature is in constant motion. Now, as we move forward in learning more about the meaning of astrology, and how these forces connect with us through our astrology. This is about union, the union of summer and winter, of day and night, of cold and hot. It's about union. Arcanum number 3 not only pictures the union, but also the resulting enlightenment that comes through this union. The serpent, the symbol of creative energy, is released by desire, and it's shown to be raised at her brow to indicate the power that union possesses to increase the range of mental activity. So it's on every level giving birth, creating through your thoughts, through your body, every way. The human function of Arcanum number 3 is union prompted by feeling. Thus, feeling is a form of union. Anytime you touch an object, you are connecting with something else. This is a form of union. So you must come in contact with someone or something in order to feel, even energetically. When you feel things, when you pick up things intuitively, there's a force, there's an energy that you're connecting with, or an energy that you are focusing on. Now, Arcanum number 3 in initiation. As the soul's pilgrimage, Isis Unveil represents the soul's descent into material reality and the upward climb to incarnate in the human state, and to find a suitable companion to assist in developing oneself spiritually, where spirituality implies an exalted emotional development. We're going to talk about this for a moment because this needs to be broken down. There's a lot in here. Now, we're taught about the soul's descent as it moves from the higher realms into the lower realms. We are presently in the third or fourth dimension at this time. And the soul came from a very high realm of existence, and it had to move down in order to become a physical form, okay? And as it does that, we are taught that when it passes through the energy of Pluto, that is where the soul is differentiated. It becomes polarized, becomes two different souls. So you get twin souls. This is where you get the twin flames from. The differentiation of the soul takes place in the Pluto energy. So as it passes through, you get split into two in order for you to now have a polarized experience in the physical state. Now, the other thing I want to connect here quickly is through native earth astrology and many other forms of ancient teachings, we are told that when we come into a physical form, we do not right away incarnate in a human form, that we must go through every stage of incarnation in this physical realm. So you must be air, you must be wind, you must be water, you must be earth. You are the stones, you are the leaves on the trees, you are the trees, you are everything. And these forces that we call the four kingdoms, you must master each force. And then you can move to the next one. And as you incarnate through these different forms, which I can confirm to you, I've done many quantum healing hypnosis, past life regressions with people where they were the air, they were viruses, they were rocks. That was very interesting. Lots of things, okay? They're conscious and they know what's going on. They were birds, they were cattle, whatever. And we move through all of these stages to then manifest in the form of the human state, the five-pointed star. And this is why we are called the fifth element, because now you've gone through the water stage, the fire, the earth, and the air stage. And all of those things make up who we are. When we become human, now it is our job. Remember, as we spoke about long before we came to this part, to our sacred tarot, in our studies on the native earth astrology, we learned that in order for you to become the fifth element, truly mastering all the forces that make up who you are, you must move into higher levels of consciousness, or you remain an intelligent animal. That's what separates us, is higher states of consciousness. Once you come to this point, then you must find a companion. And we will move into that, because every person you come in contact with in your life is there to help you grow spiritually. They are there for a purpose and they help you develop. And this is the purpose of initiation. You are being initiated into a physical form and you're learning to grow spiritually through this. Your soul is having many different experiences at once. Because, of course, there's no such thing as time. So where you are now learning of the separation of the soul into masculine and the feminine energy, this energy passes through Pluto. And then you begin to have this physical journey here. As we go through our stages of evolution in our physical form as a human, then there is a point where we must begin the upward ascent. As we descended into this form, we must now ascend into our higher states of consciousness. And that is going to be a soul journey, an inner journey. But our physical forms will change. We literally will change. And that's why some of us can no longer eat meat. You get sick if you eat meat. You can no longer listen to the music you used to listen to. The energy of it is not high enough. Whatever it is, you start feeling changes within your body, mind, and spirit. You are going through a transformation process. And as you move into those higher states of consciousness, now we must move back through Pluto's energy, which is now connected with Aquarius. And Aquarius represents the collective consciousness of humanity. And that means we are now in a process of shedding our shadow energy. All of the negative, low vibrational things we have experienced through all of these incarnations, we must now heal. And this is healing the pains of our ancestors, the tribulations of being in this physical form. That is our job, our duty. You are living in this time for a reason. You were born to help with this. With the shedding process. That is what we're calling cleansing the shadow. And as we move into this Pluto energy more and more, as it has now entered into Aquarius, you will then begin to see twin flames coming back together because you were separated at that point, and now you will be reunited. But you cannot reunite until you go through your healing process. Isn't that beautiful? This is what Arcanum number 3 represents. This is the Empress. This is the energy of awakening through connection, through polar opposites, and bringing balance and harmony back so that we are strong once again together. We bring the divine family back together. Arcanum number 3 represents eternally active intelligence and absolute wisdom. And this gives her supreme power in the spirit world. This is you. If you are Libra, if that's your sun sign, that's your destiny. That is your destiny to manifest these powers. If this is your rising sign, this is your soul energy already. And if it's your moon, then it is something you're going to develop emotionally. You must first pass through that shadow energy that is connected to the moon. Now, the great mother Isis was known as the goddess of healing and magic. And remember, magic in ancient times was known as the ability to think something into being, to manifest through your thoughts on purpose. That's the magus. Isis was crucial to ancient Egyptian beliefs. She is known today by her Greek name, Isis. However, the ancient Egyptians call her Aset. Her name translates to Queen of the Throne. The power of the Isis Unveiled, or the Empress as it is known in modern day tarot, is in the activation of your feeling senses. She represents fertility of the mind, body, and spirit. She governs creation through the divine union of polarity. She is the opposite forces in a balanced state. This is why Libra represents balance. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum number 4, the Sovereign, also known as the Emperor in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.